Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. This week, I interview Tessia Watson, and she tells a story that's a little bit unbelievable. But because I have gone to churches, lots of different churches, Catholic, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, and you never know what's going to happen when you enter a place of worship and participate in the liturgy, but she had such an astonishing revelation, such an astonishing opening of herself at one of these services that it's kind of astonishing. And even after the service and as she went about her day, it still resonated within her and made her understand that her life was changed forever. I can't wait for you to hear her story because it is absolutely beautiful. So Tessia, she's an author, she's a model, she's an actress. She's also an incredibly inventive human being. Tessia was born in Paris and is of Togolese and Caribbean heritage. And she's helped many families over the course of her successful career as a childcare pioneer. She's a single mother of two young kids and quickly realized that without the correct support, being a parent can be very, very hard. So, recognizing her own need, she embarked on a journey to support other mothers and enrich the lives of their children with the creation of, and I'm going to just absolutely butcher this, Les Petites Belottes, which is a bilingual childcare program that provides flexible and short-term childcare solutions in French and English. At any rate, here's another powerful human being making the world better for others, and I can't wait for you to meet her and hear her story. It was really fun getting to know her. So now, here's the very next episode of Bite-Sized Blessings.
And I was sitting just there as usual, and then it was the time to take the bread. And I hear this little voice saying, "Are you going?" What is coming? Where is that coming from? And obviously the answer was like, of course not. I'm not going to take the bread as usual. And then the voice says again, "What have you learned so far? Or what have you read so far?" And true, since my cousin and my very good friend was talking about so many different experiences that they've been through, I was quite intrigued and I started to open the Bible and I started to read different passages and everything. I'm used, obviously, to the Bible since I'm very young. And I just, you know, replied that it's something that, you know, Jesus wanted us for us to do. The most magical, I would say, miraculous thing that happened to me was when I was in church a couple of years ago. I was with the boys. I have two boys. And in England, the church is an Anglican one. It's not a Catholic one. And it's not because I wanted to be part of another religion, but I just loved, you know, at that time, still now, the messages of love, you know, that we can express or share when you are part of this, those communities. It's beautiful. So I decided to go once or twice a month to the service for children. And so I went one day and I was so used with my mother to not take, you know, the bread when I grew up with her in church. It's something that she was, for whatever reason, she was not doing. And I just, okay, if she's not doing it, I'm not doing it. So I decided that I won't do it. So it's an habit, right? So it's been years like this. And suddenly I was, I'm not going to say suddenly, I was having conversation with my cousin since a couple of weeks. She was saying that she has been transformed and all of this, blah, blah, blah. And another friend as well. And I believe, oh, whatever, it's not really part of this world. It's, oh, I just love it. So I'm really into it. And I just enjoy so much being around and listen to those kind of topics. It's so inspiring for me. And I was sitting just there as usual. And then it was the time to take the breath. And I hear this little voice saying, are you going? What is coming? Where is that coming from? And obviously the answer was like, obviously, of course not. I'm not going to take the bread as usual. And I love this part because it's now. Yeah, I understand what happened. And then the voice says again, what have you learned so far? Or what have you read so far? And true, since my cousin and my very good friend was talking about so many different experiences that they've been through, I was quite intrigued and I started to open the Bible and I started to read different passages and everything. I'm used, obviously, to the Bible since I'm very young. And I just, you know, replied that it's something that, you know, Jesus wanted us for us to do. And the voice replied, obviously, you can do whatever, but what is the point to read and never apply? I was like, okay. Okay, so, okay, fine. I'm going. So I went, but I never expected what happened after that. So I went to take, you know, the bread. And I went back to my place and then the boys were just next to me. And suddenly this huge wave of heat, you know, started to, it started from the feet up to, you know, the top of my head. And it was just like going through my whole body, but very, very fast. And it was, I had so many kind of, to explain, it's like little explosions everywhere in the body, very powerful, very nice feeling, but too intense. So you kind of feel like, is people looking at what's going on with me? Yeah, there's something, I mean, can people see that? Because it was really something happening within. And I started to cry because it was, the feeling was beautiful. It's not something that it was painful. No, you feel in love, in peace. It's just beautiful. So I have the, you know, the little tear. And after that was really interesting because I started to feel just around here above my head, like a breeze or something happening. And I remember I was driving somewhere and my ex-partner now, but at the time, still partner, was telling me that what's going on? Because why are you doing this all the time? Because there's something there. And I was driving and it was like, do you want us to have an accident? There's nothing there. Can you just stop that? And I was like, no, there's something. I just couldn't stop. I was just doing this to check. But when I was doing this, the thing was moving with me anyways. So I never really understood what happened, but he was like shouting at me kind of, but stop doing this, because obviously I'm doing that. I'm just like, stop, why there's something pulling me there? And it was like just a couple of hours after, you know, the experience in the church. So I spoke obviously to my cousin about that and to my friend. And I remember what they said, that it's the Holy Spirit, you just received the Holy Spirit. And I was like, yeah, really? Why for? And And that was the beginning of me kind of wanting to know more and more and more. I never had this experience again. It just happened once. But I think for whatever reason, it kind of set a path of me understanding that whatever, you know, you believe, your thoughts and emotions and action has to be in alignment with that for it to occur, you know. So I understand what was the message behind here. You can do whatever interpretation of your sleep. You're free to decide of what kind of interpretation you want to give to that moment. And it's definitely so natural. I can't, you know, say the opposite. What it means everything that it's happening in my life now. That's the interpretation that I decided to have, because my journey is just, you know, continuing. It's not stopping. I'm studying, you know, every day and still growing and still, you know, reaching higher. So I think it was just kind of the beginning of the journey.
Wow. I'm kind of just a little stunned over here. My jaw dropped. What a beautiful story. And I just love the image of you in the car.
Oh, yeah, it's nice.
Just feeling the top of your head and thinking, what's happened? What is up there? What is going on? What, I feel something. What is up there? And first of all, like, whenever I think something's like near my head or on my hair, I always think it's the world's biggest spider and I freak out. But here you are, you know, in the car driving, and you can still feel it, that it's this palpable presence or sense that there's something that is there. And also how beautiful, like,
oh, sure.
Yeah, you had this really seminal, powerful moment in church, and then it stayed with you. I'm kind of like this reminder, no, this was real. This actually happened. This was real. Almost to cement your belief in what happened.
No, it happened. Now it happened. That's for sure. There was something up there, just there for hours. And you know why it happened? Because you've been in this world for, I don't know, at the time I was maybe 32, whatever. So for 32 years, I never had something above my head. So I know the difference. I know that there's something. And so I remember when I said that something happened in the church to my ex-partner, and he said, Tess, this is goosebumps. I said, but yes, thank you very much, because I know what is it, goosebumps. So I can tell you that it's not that. And that's why, you know, because it can't be that, because you know what is it to have goosebumps, or you know what, you have a breeze. Just you know, this is new. It's from another world.
And that's it, everyone. My interview with Tessia Watson. There will be a link to her website so you can check out what she's all about. It'll be in the episode show notes, so make sure to check it out when you have some time in your day. I need to thank Tessia for agreeing to be a guest on the show and for sharing her very powerful story of spiritual awakening. I need to thank all of you who listen to this podcast. I just absolutely live for your ratings and your reviews, your little notes, your text messages telling me how much you enjoy the podcast. I'm coming up soon to episode 200, and I am so very excited about that. I have a super groovy guest. I did the interview quite a few months ago, but I've been saving it for episode 200. I can't wait for you to hear it and introduce you to yet another incredible human being in this world. I hope that you've taken some time to check out my new YouTube channel. It's pretty fun and pretty groovy, and will be growing in all sorts of different directions. There will be a link in the episode show notes if you want to check out what's going on there right now. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Tessia. Be open to the experience. Yes, weird things happen in this world. Yes, we all have experiences where we think, okay, what was that? I mean, what really, really just happened? We have things happen in our lives that we can't explain, that we don't understand, but be okay with it. Understand that it's a part of your journey, just knowing that it's leading you to a more authentic place in this world. See you next week for the very next episode of this podcast. And until then, I hope your days are filled with laughter, with friendship, and with the knowledge that you currently are listening to the world's grooviest podcast.